Blog Talk Radio.
But the message still is the same. Cause whatever you need is over here at the table. If it's love, it's at the table. If it's peace, it's at the table.
Monday Morning Joy will deal with real life experiences as the host Gail Dudley will be totally transparent and share life situations as an everyday woman, mother, sister, friend, pastor, a pastor's wife, businesswoman who still struggles in life and when ready to quit, finds the strength to keep pushing through. Gail will talk real life, transparency, uplifting, encouraging, speaking the truth. In the end, women will be motivated, excited, and ready to take on any and all things, feeling stronger and more motivated to push through life situations.
Welcome to Monday Morning Joy. I am your host, Gail Dudley. We are going to continue with our series on being ready to pray, especially in the times that we are faced with each and every day in this society, on this day, and how do we move forward. We have really been digging deep, and I want to go deeper even more today. So hopefully you can all handle it, because it's time for us to deal with our wounds. And in dealing with our wounds, that is connected to our prayer life and our relationship with Jesus. So as we're dealing with our wounds, I want to talk about having a yearning for God. Having a yearning for God. If you are following along in any of the materials, the Ready to Pray, A Spiritual Journey, A Prayer and Worship book or workbook, or maybe you have been following along on the audio, in the workbook, I am on chapter 7, Yearning for God. And if you're in the book, just go to the table of content, look at where that may be positioned, and follow us along there. I'm going to pull out some information, but I'm also going to add some information. So if you are doing this as a weekly series in a small group, you may want to replay this blog talk broadcast to help bring everyone along with you in your group. I want us to turn, or if you're driving, don't do this, or if you're at your job and you're listening in, you can respond to this later. But I want to read a passage of scripture from James chapter 4, verse 8, 9, and 10. And in verse 8 it reads, "Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter into mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up." In other translations, it will read, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." So I want to start with two questions. And again, if you don't have an opportunity to write this down now, replay the broadcast and answer these questions in your own time. Question number one, have you ever had a thirst for God? Again, have you ever had a thirst for God? Question number two, are you currently thirsty? Are you currently thirsty? Again, have you ever had a thirst for God? Are you currently thirsty? Now, to yearn is to desire, to long, to hunger, to thirst for God. Again, to yearn is to desire, to long, to hunger, to thirst. In this case, we're speaking of thirsting and yearning and longing and having a hunger for God. So I talked a few moments ago about let's identify and deal with our wounds. So many people are asking the question, you know, I'm following all the principles, I'm going along with you through the book, but I still feel as if my prayers are going unanswered, or maybe the Lord is not hearing my prayers. Is there something else going on with me? I've been looking at the unforgiveness angle, but I still feel there's something else going on. And I want to share with you today that we need to also look at the place of our wounds. the place of our wounds. So many of us have been wounded, and I can speak on the subject because I've been there. Praise God, I have come through those particular wounds, but that does not mean that other wounds may come to my life later. But it's identifying and deal with the root issue of that wound. And I want to share with you that at some point, you are going to have to own the wound. You have to own it. You cannot dismiss it. You cannot put a Band-Aid over it. You cannot forget it. You have to own the wound. It is saying to yourself, it's time for me to face this wound. And dig down to the root of it. I can't just spray some sort of disinfectant upon it and think it's going to shrivel up and die. Because when you think about lawn season, and hopefully we'll get that spring season coming soon, especially in Columbus, Ohio area where I live, where I have no idea how many inches of snow fell on Saturday. It snowed for over 24 hours. And you know, soon the snow will melt away, the sun will become hotter, the temperatures will rise, the weeds will start to come up on the lawn, the same weeds we killed last year with some sort of spray. But we need to get the specialist, we need to get the expert to dig deep down into that root and pull it up from the root of it and identify why and where does this same weed keep manifesting and kill it, cut it off at the root. So that's why I'm saying we have to own the wound. I can drive into my driveway time and time again and ignore that the weeds are growing. But at some point, I have to say enough, enough, enough. Enough spending money on landscapers to come out here and do something for a temporary fix. I need to get to the root of this wound. I really can't put the black covering on top of it and put the mulch on top of that, because sooner or later that weed is going to pop up through that black covering and through all the rocks that I have down and all the mulch that I have down, because the root, the wound is saying, I'm still here and you haven't dealt with me yet. So at some point, we have to own the wound. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is your choice. At some point, you have to say, okay, I've been wounded, and now what am I going to do about this wound? This is when you are able to propel forward into your greater and into living your life dangerously that God has waiting for you. You must own the wound. The thing I want to talk about, and I have 5 points under this, is that we have to come face to face that maybe we're in a season of brokenness. Maybe we're in a season of brokenness. And hear me, that's not a bad thing. So often we look at broken and brokenness as being something negative. No, brokenness means it's your time with God. And as you are broken and as you are crying out and as you are wailing and just calling out to God, he's saying, here I am. Now that you're in the position that I can have a conversation with you and you with me, now we can work on some things. We've been praying for God to fix some things. We're wondering why God hasn't fixed them in our mind or in our what we can see through our vision, where God is saying, no, you're missing it. I have you just where I want you. You're now at a place of brokenness, and it's in this brokenness you will see that your prayers are being answered. So these 5 things, number one, we have to submit. Again, if we look at that passage of Scripture in James chapter 4, verse 8, it says, come near to me and come near to God and he will come near to you. We have to submit. We have to draw near. That's number two. So we have to submit, number one. Number two, we have to draw near. We cannot be afraid to draw close to the fire. Yes, it's hot. Yes, it's going to be uncomfortable. Yes, you may be wrestling, but we have to draw near to God. You know, we don't want God to just give us a blanket prayer answer. No, I want God to answer it, and when he answers it, everything turns upside down because God still sits on the throne. He's answered my prayer. I can see it. I can taste it. I can touch it. I can feel it. That's the kind of answer I want from God. And for many of us, God has to say, come here, draw close to me. Come over here. I'm going to expose some things to you. And you know, let's be honest, there's sometimes we don't want the exposure. We don't want to really get to the root of it because we'll see what we've done and what we've said and how we lived, and we're not going to like some of the things that God will reveal to us. But hear me, you cannot get around it. You got to go through it. So go ahead and draw near to what he has for you and for me. The other thing we have to do is to purify our hearts. Which means, and you've heard me say this so many times, we must forgive ourselves for the things that we have done. Yes, we have to forgive others, but we also have to forgive ourselves. We have to begin to live that righteous life, realizing that we are all sinners. That scripture says, "Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded," which means we cannot on one hand say, "Oh, God, I believe you, I trust you, I love you, I give this, I submit this to you," and the next minute say, "God, where are you? I don't know why you haven't answered me. I've been praying the same prayer for a long time." That's being double-minded. And hear me, I'm not saying anything on this broadcast today that I have not had to deal with myself. That's why I'm so passionate about it. So if you hear the passion coming through my voice this morning, it's because I've been there. I've been at the place where I'm like, "God, I believe you, I love you, I trust you, all is well." And the moment something happens, "God, I thought you were going to answer me. I don't know why you," and your word it says, "If I have faith as small as a mustard seed, that you will do this or that." And yet, God, I've had faith as small as a mustard seed, and I don't see it. So what am I missing? What's going on? I've been there, ladies and gentlemen. I can tell you that I've been there, so I'm not saying anything to you that I have not had to go through on my own. So we cannot be double-minded. We cannot talk life on one side of our tongue and death on the other side of the tongue. And that's the danger that we have when we pray. We're speaking life, but then we turn around and then we speak death. We just kill the very thing that we just prayed for. And those are the things that we have to be cautious, that we have to be careful of. Number four, grieving. Grieving, 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 grieving. It's okay to grieve. It is okay to grieve. Real quick here, our church is going through a transition, the church at North Point. And there was a grieving process for me over the past year because it was like, "God, I thought you gave us this building. I thought you showed us this building. What am I missing here?" Grieving the process. It was just looking at what's next. What are we going to do? And now that we're in a transition and we have relocated as of Sunday for at least 3 months, it's really a blessing of the transition. But it was okay to grieve. It was okay to grieve. Please hear me. It is okay to grieve. But at some point, as our pastor shared on Sunday, it's the journey that's important. So then God gave me this vision. When I was going through this grieving process, when we were making our final decisions last week, God said, "You're really just being biblical. Everywhere my cloud is going, you're going with me." Just think how many times Abraham moved. Think how many times the Israelites moved. They kept going with the cloud. And I thought, "Wow, God, thank you for that manifestation of your truth. We're just going with the cloud." And finally, number five, be humble. We got to humble ourselves. We have to humble ourselves under the authority of Jesus Christ. "Not my will, Lord, but thy will be done." So yearning for God is where it is, ladies and gentlemen. To yearn is to desire, to long, to hunger, and to thirst. Answer these questions. Have you ever had a thirst for God? Are you currently thirsty? Brokenness, 5 points to that. Number one, submit. Number two, draw near. Number three, purify your hearts. Number four, grieve. Number five, humble. And remember, at some point, you are going to have to own the wound. Bless you. Have a great week. We'd like to hear from you. GED@mimtoday.org.
And now you know. Thank you for joining Gail at the Table. To send topic suggestions, please email us at GED@mimtoday.org. And to follow us on Twitter, connect with us at Gail Dudley. Visit us on the website at www.gaildudley.com for books, resources, coaching sessions, and upcoming seminars and events.